Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. We have a busy show for you today, so what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter? Gardaí are at the scene of a public order incident in Coolock at a site that is due to be developed for international protection applicants. Members of the force responded to an incident at the premises on the Malahide Road. The site is being considered for accommodation for up to 500 international protection applicants. Now, the incident followed a Garda operation to clear an encampment that had been used by protesters at the site, which is set to house asylum seekers. Now, this protest has been going on for months at this stage. We have covered this protest on this particular podcast in the past, but we're going to touch on it again now. So if you you may have seen videos on social media of fire at the site where a digger was set on fire, where mattresses were set on fire. In fact, you can have a listen to just some of the audio here. And what I'm looking at here is a raging fire, an expensive digger on fire. Coolock says no, scrawled on a wall, and it all kicked off. There's an extremely heavy Garda presence in the aftermath, and I want to go straight to the scene in Coolock on the Malahide Road, and Robbie Kane from Dublin Live joins us on the line. Robbie, set the scene for us, if you will, please.
Thank you so much, Adrian, for having me on. Would you believe I'm sitting in my car in the car park area of the Odeon and Burger King, because I've been here since 10 o'clock this morning, got a phone call to say that the camp that was set up over the last period of months was dismantled and that security services were in there. Now, a crane, or I kept on calling it a crane, it was actually a digger, was moved in as well as countless mattresses for the international protection applicant people who were going to be moved in there. So when I got here around 10 o'clock, there was about 20 to 25 people who were obviously, you know, demonstrators, you know, against what was happening. And of course, the camp was dismantled at this particular moment in time. And what was remained of it was in the corner all piled up. So there was barriers put around the entrance to the Crown Paints complex here in Coolock. And then the barriers down from the demonstrators was pulled down. So they managed to get in past the barriers, obviously, and the security men there. So there's about 10 of them looking out onto the road of Coolock. So within about 5 minutes, the digger that was stationed in the right-hand corner of this particular Crown Paints building was set on fire along with mattresses. So, of course, once that happened, then the emergency services arrived on the scene. You got countless members of the Garda Síochána Corn arrived with loads of vehicles and vans, and the fire brigade came down as well. And we saw the number of ambulances. But, of course, word spread that was happening here outside the Crown Paints place, and, of course, lots of other demonstrators have arrived down here at the moment. Now, at the moment, it is a little bit calm, but there was countless, I mean, there's about 15 to 20 Garda Síochána vehicles, as well as the public order unit, which has just arrived in the last 10 minutes. They are to the right of me. There's three vehicles that I'm speaking to here, and members of the public order unit have got out. They're in the riot gear, and they're actually positioned down the very end of the Coolock Road as well. So you can visualise the riot gear, while the public order unit are on both sides of this particular road, and in the middle is all the demonstrators and people from the media, and of course, members of the Garda Síochána as well.
Okay, so it seems to be the case then, Robbie, that plans were being made to start moving equipment like beds and so on into this site, basically confirming what has been feared for a long time by those protesters, that this site is indeed going to be used to house international protection applicants.
Absolutely, Adrian. And I mean, this was on the agenda initially because Dublin Live got access to the proposal letter, which we published and put them into an article that they were actually considering this international protection applicant premises without any negotiations with the residents of that particular area, of this particular area. And hence, that is why the protest camp was set up. Residents in the area didn't want people moving into this particular building, especially as it faced in front of a complex where young kids were there. And there's a Burger King joint here as well. And there's residential areas as well around the area too. So, I mean, lots of stories come around that these gentlemen them when they actually go into these particular places, hang around and they loiter, they drink. And of course, the residents of Coolock didn't want that. Now, I'm just hearing and confirming information too that Drew Harris, the Garda Commissioner, has now arrived into Coolock Garda Station. So he's obviously orchestrating the event here that's happening at the moment.
Okay, now that protest, as I said, has been going on for a number of months. It has been consistently manned. Anytime I've driven past, there are people there and have been. But there is also a belief that there is a somewhat sinister element behind some of this protest. What sort of feeling do you get in that regard?
Well, at the moment, you know, once these protests happen and the demonstrations like you're seeing today, you get people from all over Dublin. I visited the camp on numerous occasions just for curiosity because I was here with the first demonstration when it happened about 2 or 3 months ago. And as you rightly said, there were people camping overnight within these camps. It was like a little makeshift home for many because they had kitchen facilities, they had wood, they had water. I mean, they were there constantly. There was like a man guard constantly all the time. So I'm very kind of unsure how it happened this morning that the security guards managed to get in at around 4 o'clock, which I'm hearing today. So, I mean, the sinister talk you're talking about, once people know there's a situation happening like there is at the moment, they will arrive up from all parts of Dublin. And you probably want to mention the far right or the far right, like people who are involved in that. There is a small element of it here today. There's people with megaphones, you know, talking stuff over megaphones and just trying to entice the members of the Garda Síochána. But there's not one person in particular where you kind of say, well, this is going to kick off because of them. So it's a bit of a heated debate at the moment, but it's calm because I just mentioned the public order unit on the right hand side of me. And of course, all the other vehicles that's involved in the members of the Garda Síochána are to the left. And we're all waiting here for something to kick off. And I'm also here with the Examiner journalist, Alison O'Reilly. Do you want to say a quick hello to her?
Yes, please. Yeah. In fact, I was talking to her just a while. Hi, Alison. How are you?
We're swapping over phones. Sorry, I couldn't talk to you earlier.
What do you make of what you're witnessing there, Alison?
Well, I've never seen anything as big as this now, I have to say, Adrian. Literally, when you're coming up the Coolock Road, and you're heading onto the Malahide Road coming from, say, Cadbury's Chocolates. It's all closed off there. And there's just rows and rows and rows of Garda vans and squad cars and just like a line of Gardaí on one side and then locals and protesters on the other side. A lot of taunting going on. It is actually quite tense, the feeling, to be honest. Public order units have arrived and a couple of young fellas are after lifting some of the barriers and dragging them down the road kind of in defiance. The guards had arrested them, but they've pulled them away. So you would expect the guards to respond. But also, I suppose, in many of these protests, certainly the ones I've witnessed over the last couple of years, the guards tend to stand there because they know that they want it to kick off. Some of them do. Some of them are peaceful. Some of them are here just for the violence. So we're kind of waiting and hoping that nothing kicks off. But there is that bad feeling in the air that something will. And I suppose it's worrying as well that, you know, there'll be some concerned parents here, but there's also people here with babies and prams. And you have to wonder, is that the right thing to be doing?
I saw, sorry.
You know,
Alison.
It's going on.
Alison, I saw a photograph that you put up on Twitter. And in the photograph, Adrian, you saw the photograph as well. In the photograph, there was a mum, which is my pet hate, there was a mother with a baby less than 1 year of old in the pram looking at that. And I'm thinking, Jesus, what type of mother, Adrian, turns around and goes, you know what I'd love to do with my baby today? I'd love to bring them down and see an L. Arson attack. That's what my 1 year old needs to see. Like, why would you bring a child to something like that? It beggars belief, really.
It is worrying because it's not a place for children. You know, there is a terrible feeling in the pit of my stomach, you know, right now, because you don't know what's going to happen. Everybody's waiting for something to happen. And certainly when the public order arrive with the flat cap, people are, you know, the chests are out and the shoulders are up.
Is the water cannon there that they acquired a couple of months ago?
I haven't seen anything like that so far. It's just vans everywhere. But some people have moved into the car park at the Omniplex. So people do obviously have a sense that something dangerous might happen. But there's a lot of taunting going on at the moment. And there are people with babies. And look, I suppose the women with the babies have been on the scene quite a bit as this protest continued for the last while. We have seen mothers and children here. But in particular now, I've seen smaller babies and it is concerning. It is concerning. But I suppose you can't tell a mother what to do with her child. So there's a lot of ash in the air and smoke as that digger, the fire has gone out at the digger, but it's really burnt out, but there's just...
Yeah, it sounds like a great family day out for the kids and the mother.
So Alison, Robbie was explaining the setup there. Mm. So just for our listeners, my understanding is that efforts were being made to start moving equipment into that site, and a lot of that stuff, like mattresses and the digger and everything else, have been set on fire.
Yeah, big fire this morning. Yeah, I mean, you've seen the pictures. The digger, the mattresses, all up in a blaze, and the streets from, say, you know, like the business park where Woody's is, right back to Cadbury's Chocolate. There'd be people scattered all over that, but a heavy presence, particularly outside the Crown Paints unit. But the roads are closed off on either end, so you can't get in. So it's, unfortunately, for people who did come in for their Burger King or their Omniplex or an early movie, they're trapped.
Okay, so finally, Alison, can you see a situation where the Gardaí are going to force through, as they have at other protests, force through this equipment onto this site?
Yeah, I would imagine that's probably what's going to happen. And they have said in the last few months, particularly following the Rosscrea protest, that that they are just going to push right through. They did it before, and as far as I know, they were going to take a tougher stance. They were kind of, what the Gardaí were saying at the time, that they were just going to push right through. Remember, Crown Paints is private property. It's owned by some poor civil or group of people who are trying to sell their property or rent it out to asylum seekers, and unfortunately this is what you're faced with, and it's just going to continue. It just seems that the government haven't got on top of this at all. I don't know why it's taken so long. This protest has been very visible and very loud for a number of months, and yet here we are again with smoke in the air, families all around the place and roads closed off, public order to one side, protesters to the other, and media everywhere. It's a very, very tense scene.
Alison Riley from the Irish Examiner and Robbie Kane from Dublin Live. Thanks very much, both of you, for joining us on the Opinions Matter podcast. We'd like to hear from you. Our number is 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. Do you support this sort of direct action and an arson attack on this site, the Crown Paints building on the Malahide Road in Coolock? Do you support these protesters taking this sort of direct action?
Well, or do you feel criminal action?
No, it is. I agree. But I want to find out.
Arson is a criminal offence.
I want to find out whether or not people support this. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to 085-825-2626.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, let's bring in some of your messages to kick this off. This is Robbie.
Regardless of your stance on asylum seekers or whatever, if you condone this behaviour, you're nothing but a scumbag. And you have to ask the line, you have to ask the question, where would you draw the line? Is it okay to kill people? Or is that too far? And, you know, where is exactly the line?
All right, let me go to Kelly. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kelly?
Hey, Adrian, how are you?
Good, thanks. What's your reaction to what we're seeing in Coolock?
I think any place that has an I-Pass centre going in should do the exact same. All the communities should do the exact same.
I mean, you say do the exact same. Set fire to places, set fire to buildings, no. Set fire to equipment.
Protest and block them from going in. I mean, it was peaceful up until last night, until the public order unit went up this morning at 4 o'clock this morning, and the guards went in at 4 o'clock this morning and moved it. It was peaceful up to then. So who's the cause of all the crap?
I understand that it was peaceful up to then, but obviously there comes a time where if they are planning to use that site for international protection applicants, the site eventually has to be stocked and stuff has to be moved into the site.
But what's the point in being able to protest then if the guards are able to just come and push people out of the way? That's not democracy. That's not...
You just have a protest going on ad infinitum.
Come here, this would not be going on if the government had listened to the people from the very start. I mean, we have done our part. We've done our part. We can't house the world. I mean, these are coming from countries that have no wars, or the ones that do have, we have no part in that. So why do do we have to take everybody in? And why are these iPass centres not being put in D4, or they're not being put into Cork where Micheál Martin lives, or they're not being put into Simon Harris's community? Why are they being put into working class?
Well, they actually are. And so we've an exact a replica situation in Newtown Mount Kennedy, which is in Simon Harris's community. It's just down the road from where he lives.
His front door. Wouldn't be across the road from his
Kelly, does one like, because this is some criticism that I've often faced on this show, saying, how would you feel if they're on your doorstep? There's literally an ongoing protest about 10 minutes walk from my house at the moment.
But you're not in government.
But I'm just saying the protest that is happening in Ballyogan in South County Dublin against a centre, which is already housing Ukrainian refugees, by the way. But that protest, which has been going on for about 2 months, we've seen nothing at that protest that we've seen here. They just sit outside in a tent, they mind their own business, they hold up flags saying, you know, Ballyogan says no. They certainly don't set light to things. I mean,
you were down up until last night. That's exactly what they were doing up until last night. So
I know, burning things down is never the answer.
I don't agree with setting fire to things, but this is all going to kick off today. It's already kicking off, and it's nobody's fault but the government and the guards. The guards should be standing with the Irish people. I mean, as I put in one of my comments, we are Irish men and women fighting against Irish men and women to protect illegal immigrants. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, I just don't get why people are still saying that this is racism, this is far right, this is that. We are Irish men and women fighting against each other to protect illegal immigrants who we don't know anything about, who have come from safe countries. They're coming here because they're economic migrants, and that's basically it.
So what you're saying is, while you mightn't agree with things being set on fire, this was inevitable because of what the Gardaí have done in steamrolling into that building and trying to get equipment into it.
It's their own fault, and I hope they keep it up, and I hope every community that has an iPad centre going in does the exact same thing, and it just keep fighting, because it's absolutely ridiculous. It's gone to a point now where, you know, this is what it's going to cause, really bad unrest across the country, and we can see it happening. But as I said, people are being labelled then racist, they're being labelled far right, and we know himself will be on later to call everybody far right. But you know, tell him to go down and say it to their faces then today, because I guarantee he'll be on there to say that everybody's far right and scumbags.
Stay there for a second, Kelly, because Robbie, I played your voice note there a couple of moments ago. You are angry over what you're witnessing in Coolock. Why so angry?
I won't say I'm angry. Well, I mean, if you think that setting fire is, you know, and you know, people are saying that it's, you know, it's an ecological step once peaceful protest doesn't work. You have to be a type of scumbag to think burning property, and you know, regardless of who owns it, or where, what it's being used for. You know, it's just wrong. And you have to agree with that, surely.
Kelly, I mean, you're saying it's wrong to set things on fire, but you're not exactly condemning the people who did it.
But, I mean, people are just getting pissed off at this stage. And what else is going to make the powers that be listen? Nothing. Because
they send
in their army and just say, oh, you know, scatter away, you're disgusting, you're racist, you're far right, we're going to do what we want because we're getting paid from the EU, so we don't give a shit.
Sorry, Kelly, I need to ask you, like, you know, as I said in the voice note, you think that you don't agree with the setting on fire, but you think that is what happens, you know, that's the natural progression of things. Where would you draw the line? Where would you say this has gone too far?
If somebody was physically injured or, you know, killed, I don't think it's going to happen. Because
okay, and what if you had people saying that they deserved it? But even if they didn't, you know, peaceful protest didn't work, burning didn't work, so we moved on to the next logical progression, which was hurting people. But that's your line.
But it hasn't happened, so we can't say that that's what's going to happen.
Okay, but Kelly,
it will happen.
You're arguing, Kelly, that what has happened in Coolock was inevitable by the Gardaí forcing their way into this site.
It is, but the bag went anywhere near it. They had no business going anywhere near it. They had there was a piece of concrete. They had no business going anywhere near it.
When you say they had no business going anywhere near it, this is private property.
But this is a it's a private property now that has been funded now by the government to house international protection applicants. That's what has happened. The government is spending, you know, taxpayers' money to house these people. But yeah, look at those two men that died last week that were homeless. Would they have died last week if they had a roof over their head in that? Would they have been anywhere near that roof?
No, sorry, I want to jump in regarding that, please, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go on.
Those two men. Did you know them or care, give a living fuck about them last week? Is that before they died?
I didn't know that Canadian man that was killed by a migrant a couple of weeks ago. Why don't I still have? I still feel terrible for him.
We're not talking about that Canadian man. We're talking about these homeless people. Whenever the homeless person dies, there is like, it's very sad. You know, they should have done more to help him. What did you do to help him?
What did you do?
No, I'm not the one complaining about it.
How many migrants have you got living in your backyard or your front room?
Well, I live in a town where there is quite a lot of them.
So do I.
But that doesn't bother me.
Live and let live. Yeah, but come here, when it comes to your front door, when the government's policies affect you, you might have a difference of opinion. I said on this podcast only last week, the government's policies, their health system, all the crap that they put on these people has affected my family more than you will ever realise. And when I see people being prioritised before my kids that were born and reared here, I was born and reared here, and I see what I had to struggle to fight to get my kids the help that they needed. Well, these pricks are getting handed everything left, right, and fucking centre. You might have a difference of a fucking opinion.
No, they're not being like people think they're being handed. People think they're being handed like, you know, 241 cars and, you know, 5-bedroom mansions, and like, you know, it's not the case.
Okay, but can you understand, Robbie, in any way why a community like Coolock does not want to send housing 5,000 international protection applicants?
500,
my apologies. Can you understand why the community doesn't want that?
I mean, I can understand why somebody wouldn't want them. But I mean, as you pointed out, it's private property. Let's say now somebody owned 3 houses and they said, right, I'm going to let the migrants use them because I'm a nice person. Do people have the right to protest there and say, no, we get to decide who you let live in your houses?
Okay, the reality here is, lads, and I'm just sitting back listening to all this and looking at the commentary online. The reality is here, though, is that asylum seekers are not going to be let into that centre, that the old paint factory. It's not going to happen because the residents have made it clear that they don't want them there. So what? How in God's name are they going to move asylum seekers into there and not cause trouble? There's going to be riots there every day. Like, you look at the amount of Gardaí that were taken up today with that protest. Those Gardaí could be out solving crimes. But there they are. They're standing there making sure that barriers aren't thrown at them and making sure that more things aren't burnt to the ground, yeah? And those Gardaí could be used to solve actual crimes. So if you move asylum seekers in there tomorrow, you're going to need an around-the-clock Garda presence.
So
you're
what's the answer? Where do you put them then?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not a decision-maker.
I mean, that's what the problem is here.
Yeah.
That
I find it bizarre as well. I don't know if any of you find this bizarre as well. I find it bizarre that every single person there wasn't in work today. Who did these people not work on the Monday?
That's a kind of irrelevant comment,
it's
really.
No, it's irrelevant. What's wrong with the comment? When I saw the videos, all I could see was people not in work. Why aren't they in work?
Maybe they work shift work. Maybe they work overnight.
Oh, yeah. So they all happen to be off today. Every single person there just happened to... Sorry, they rang the boss at 8 o'clock this morning. Sorry, boss, can't come in. Heard there's a solemn seeker is going to be moved into the old paint factory. I'll see you on Tuesday. Thanks very much. Do you not think that... Does that not...
A little bit, yeah.
Ring alarm bells, right? Why aren't they in work?
I can't answer that. Go down and ask them on your way home. Jonathan has been on to us.
Well, lads, how are you getting on today? This should be a good topic today, yeah? No, there's going to be uproar up there at that building. Going to be absolute uproar. They've gone too far. The state have way overstepped the mark at this stage, boys. Can't keep bringing in things under cover of darkness and expecting people to be okay with it. You know, said it before, I'll say it again. We're being flooded at the hand of this government. The treacherous gets a lot of them. And good luck to the people in Coolock for the fight ahead. All right, cheers, lads.
And he sent another voice note. Jonathan, angry with Jeremy.
Well, lads, me again. Jeremy, you were an infuriating prick sometimes, you know, that you really are. Look, the guards are the ones in this country breaking the law, okay? People are allowed to protest. The guards are there with no numbers on, faces covered in beating and pepper spraying, citizens of this country. Okay, those people are there protected by this constitution, right, to peacefully protest against a decision they do not feel fit for their community. Now, you don't have to like that, but they are the rules, right? The constitution they are protected by. The government, as I told you before, are selling us out left, right and centre. Now, I don't agree with burning down any buildings, but the guards are going to come in there heavy-handed again, break all sorts of laws, Jeremy, and there's not going to be a fucking word out of you about that, is there now? Children are protests. Damn right there's children are protests. No. It's their future.
No, no, children. Okay, Johnson, I understand your anger. A one-year-old does not understand. Your one-year-old can't even speak. You think a one-year-old said to Mammy this morning, Mammy, can I go to protest?
And no, stop being stupid.
No, no, he's being stupid. And secondly, if you think that, like, you're saying everybody has a right to peaceful protest, absolutely, I agree with that. But if you think that that protest that has been going on today is peaceful, you need to get your fucking head out of the sand. That is not a... Burning stuff down is not a peaceful protest.
The argument is that their hand was forced by the guards, basically,
they were
going
forced
into
to burn,
the building.
They were forced to burn down things.
No, I didn't say they were forced.
Someone forced them. Who forced them to burn down things?
But you heard what Kelly said a couple of minutes ago, that this was it was peaceful up to today until the guards started moving into the site.
I just love someone to actually have the balls to admit, because you've all been doing it on social media. I would love someone to actually have the balls to say, I condone arson. Because lots of you do. Why are you afraid to say that? Why are they afraid to say it? Because everybody seems to say, to stop short, and they'll say, oh, but I agree with the protest, but I don't agree with the burning. Deep down, a lot of you do agree with the arson attack. You heard it in the video there that we played that Robbie recorded. Oh, yeah, fucking burn it, you could hear in the background. So don't come at me saying that, oh, I stopped short of burning is wrong, because a lot of you, when you saw that centre in flames, let's be honest, you jumped up and down with glee. Would you agree, Adrian?
I think some did, yeah. Absolutely. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Kira, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kira?
Hiya, how are you?
Good, thanks, Kira. What's your reaction to what we're witnessing from Coolock today?
I think that was a long time coming, to be honest with you. I drive past that site every day, like, and I see, like, what they're doing. They're sitting there, and they're sitting there day in, day out. Do you know what I mean? They're cooking food. They're doing everything. And, like, it's because their voices aren't being heard. Do you know what I mean? And it's, like, they're just saying enough is enough. Like, it's still, we're sitting here, and we're showing you that we don't want this. The Irish people don't want this. And they aren't listening. So,
okay, is setting fire to stuff the answer?
Well, if they're not going to listen, they're going to listen that way, aren't they?
So this is now got, this protest has now got national attention, and you believe that that's because they took this sort of action, setting stuff on fire?
It's after getting national attention because someone was burnt. It should have got national attention without it getting burnt, anything getting burnt. It should have got national attention then, but it didn't. The burning has only brought the national attention, which is sad, because it just goes to show that we aren't fucking listening, like.
So you support this sort of direct action, do you?
It's not that I support it. It's just I knew it was coming. Like, it's a long time coming.
So,
you know what I mean? No one was born.
So criminal, So criminal action is the answer to deal with these protests, these sorts of centres?
No, it's not criminal action. No, it's not the way to deal with it. But it's after drawing the attention that was needed. And it's not, because this is the thing. You should have listened before that, because now everyone's going to think, oh, yeah, look, we'll burn this as well and we'll get attention then. Do you know what I mean? It's like taking a tie off a toddler and letting them fucking cry. Like, you giving it back to them makes them think, oh, yeah, I'm going to keep, like, when I cry, I get what I want. It's their own fault.
Okay, so you believe that the state has brought this on itself by the guards taking this action today to move into that centre, that privately owned building on the Malahide Road?
Yeah, because they weren't listened. No one was listened. It wasn't even the guards. The guards just support the government. It's not like the guards just said, oh, yeah, we're going to...
I know, but realistically, Kira, I hear what you're saying, but realistically, Kira, the Gardaí cannot stand there and watch people throwing petrol bombs. I don't even know how they said it. Like, the Gardaí couldn't stand there and just go, here, lads, go the way, we're going to back off. The Gardaí, the job of the Gardaí in any situation in Ireland is to keep law and order. That's their job. They don't have...
I'm not condoning, like, and that's... I understand exactly where you're coming from as well, Jamie. But the thing is that... The sad part about all of this is that the guards are in the middle. Do you know what I mean? Think about it. They probably agree with what the people are saying, but they can't agree with the actions that they're doing. They're stuck in the middle here. Do you know what I mean? That's the way I see it. they don't want, I'm sure they don't want to like have force on them and all. I'm sure they don't, which I think is sad because, as I said before, I think that they're just stuck in the middle.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to go back to that site in Coolock. And Sean is a regular listener to this podcast who's actually there. Sean, why are you there?
I'm there because I want to observe what's going on. I want to see. That's kind of what I'm here, to be honest with you.
Support the protesters?
Yep, I am.
How do you feel about the direct action that was taken earlier on, setting diggers and mattresses and all sorts on fire?
You're like, I don't know. Like, no one got injured. So, I mean,
I didn't say anyone got injured. I'm asking what you think of them setting stuff on fire.
I think I agree with
it. Now, Jeremy, you challenged our listeners to condone it, and that's exactly what Sean just did.
No, and fair play to you for having the honesty to where others don't have the balls to actually say it. You actually had the balls to say it. You can't, under any circumstances, Sean, you cannot condone arson. You can't.
I know that, but like you can't, like, the things that are going on, like, it's been going on for months now. Like, the community, like, the councillors, the TDs haven't listened to the community. So, I mean, I don't see any other option, to be honest.
No other option than to take direct action like this in order to prevent this Crown Paints building being developed into a centre for international protection applicants.
I don't think there's any other option, though. I think the community just getting fed up at this stage, Adrian. Like, they've tried for months. It's been a peaceful protest, as you know. They've been camping there, waving signs, doing whatever, like, trying to get the word across, not doing anything wrong, trying to spread their message, trying to message councillors, TDs, etc. And nothing's been getting done about it. No, I think people are just angry now, to be honest with you.
Okay, and this anger is just literally boiling over to what we're witnessing today in Coolock.
Sure. Well, I don't think the people who are burning the stuff are all quote unquote like concerned parents. I think there is some they're not the people at the air. I don't know, to be honest with you. I haven't seen. I only came here about an hour and 90 minutes ago, so I haven't seen it actually get set on fire. So.
Okay, now you sent us in a photograph of the Garda helicopter circulating above where you are. And is there still a very heavy Garda presence?
Very, very. I'd say about 150, 200 guards in total there, so there is a huge number.
And where do you see this going? Well, how do you see this developing today?
Well, I think it's going to be more. It's going to go fucking mental. It's going to erupt in a couple of, I'd say, 30 minutes to an hour. I wouldn't be surprised, you know, the way things are going. The people moving barriers all over the place. The public order are fully geared up. No badge numbers on or anything. Helmets on also. I don't see this going any other way.
Sean, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, because I've a caller you might be interested in talking to in just a second. But before I go to that, I want to bring in Keith.
Yeah, there is law and order when you're forcing people to fucking accept this shit, bringing in public order to attack people and all. It's not on.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
Fuming a some of the attitude. Yeah, Sean is on there condoning what's happening in Coolock. Fact, a security guard at that site has been injured, Sean. He was taken away on a stretcher. These scumbags were cheering that as it happened. So someone's been injured. The guard are there with force. They just use force to get these scumbags away. Just deal with this shit. Stomp it out before anyone else gets hurt.
Okay, but Anthony, the argument here is from people at the protest and from locals in the Coolock area, they do not want this centre in their area. End of.
No justification for these criminal actions, all right? They keep doing this, like that petrol bombing in May that happened in Tella that nearly left somebody very badly injured. And that's just not right. Honestly, if I was Taoiseach, I would just say with these violent acts going on at these troublemakers who are protesting that they have no say in the matter.
Sorry,
if they keep causing this problems.
Sorry, Sean,
they're getting their shields out now. It looks like they're going to move in.
Good.
Oh, the guards have their riot gear on, have they?
Yeah, they just took their shields out with the fans. They look like they're about to move in. They're getting briefed right now, as it looks like it.
Good. Hope they deal with those troublemakers. Get them out.
Oh, you shut up, you.
Don't you tell
no
me to shut up.
No one got taken away in a stretcher.
Yeah,
no
somebody was. I saw it on the Reddit page for all of this. Images showing a guard on a security guard on a stretcher being taken away at that site. I saw the images. So somebody did get hurt. Well,
no one else did, unfortunately. So
well,
you would be seeing
a security guard got injured. You are just ignoring the facts to suit your narrative, Sean. That's what you're doing. You're just spreading misinformation as you condone this kind of shit.
I haven't seen anyone taking away in a stretcher or seen a video or hearing anyone saying it.
I saw it. I saw the image. Right? In fact,
Sean, Anthony is correct. Somebody was taken away on a stretcher earlier on from that protest site. Must have happened before you got there, but somebody was injured.
Yeah, security guard was injured.
Possibly.
Well, no,
it's not possibly. It looks like everyone's moving up to the front door now.
Well, no, it's not possibly. We're looking
at
the
photograph. Sorry, say that again, Sean, please.
It looks like everyone's starting to move up to the front door now.
Right, we're going to keep you on the line, if that's okay. What? Anthony, can I ask you, have you any understanding for how not just this community, but many communities around the country do not want 500 international protection applicants who will be most likely all men in their area? Do you have any understanding of why people are not happy with this?
None whatsoever. And I want to say this. Remember that petrol bombing that happened in May in Tella? That happened near a building?
Yes,
that,
I do, yeah.
Yeah, because that happened near to where one of my relatives works, all right? So if a fire happened, he could have wound up being hurt.
Okay, stay there for a second, Anthony. Sorry, Sean. Say that again.
Now, literally every single public order has a shield and looks like they're about to move in. The camera's out everywhere. It looks like they can go off now, and they're going to try and move them away from the area.
And that obviously is to take full control of that building in order for the site to be developed, basically. Is that right?
Yeah. Like, there's lots of buggies and prams and kids out there, to be honest with you.
That wrecks my head.
And It does as well. I mean, I don't mind them going to protest and all, but when it's like this, no, not at all.
But they knew it was going to be like that. Why in God's name, of all the things to do, you know what I'll do today? I'll bring my kids down to a good old protest where arson is taking place, where the public order unit is there.
I don't agree with that now. There's arson taking place and there's clear riots that are going to happen then.
And there's buggies in the middle of it. Jesus Christ.
It was a peaceful protest and no problem, but when it's like this, I don't think any fucking children should be here.
And how near to the trouble are the buggies?
Let me have a look. They're close enough, it's all kicking off now from the other side. It looks like they're pushing in now. All the protesters are running over to the public order unit. Hold on. Yeah, the guards are moving up now, the regular guards, and they're pushing protesters. It looks like the public order are moving in now as well with their shields and armour on.
And have we the guards facing these protesters directly, face to face?
The guys are currently moving up now the Malahide Road towards the middle and pushing the protesters back towards the public guard unit. So I'm not sure what's going to happen. The public guard unit are in some sort of formation now and it looks like we're going to erupt now. The public guard have their batons out now as well. I think one of them also has a taser out. One of them. I don't know where he's gone.
Let me ask you, Sean, what does it look like they're trying to achieve here? Is it to push the protesters out?
It looks like they're trying to push the protesters down the Malahide Road towards Lille and try to clear the area. But it looks like it's not going to end peacefully, to be honest with you, at all.
Right, okay. Well, hopefully nobody gets injured or stays safe.
There's actually kids crying, screaming they want to go. So,
now, you're obviously caught up in the middle of this. I'm not going to use the word rise because I don't want to exaggerate things, but I suppose it is. Is it just kind of...
It looks like it could be.
No, but do stay safe because the last thing you want is a baton over the head or whatever. So,
All right.
Sounds very quiet now, though, doesn't it?
The guards have them pushed up. It's more towards middle now. Everyone's getting up on the walls and running into the Odeon car park currently. It's gone a bit calm now, but it looks like something's about to happen. But the public order are moving all over the place, to be honest with you.
All right, Sean, as we said, stay safe. Anthony, I'm going to go back to you. When you hear this sort of I mean, a lot of people describe the actions of the Gardaí as extremely heavy-handed. When you hear of that sort of heavy-handed Garda presence, what do you say?
The Garda need to be heavy-handed to deal with these criminals, these arsonists who keep causing trouble. Like, a security guard got injured by these animals, right? They can't just not do anything about it. They need to use force, deal with these scumbags. Shame on any parents who bring their children to stuff like that. When you have enough of that, when violence could kick off, when you have the Garda having to use force to deal with this crap. If I was the Garda commissioner, I'd tell the Garda, get the batons, the gloves are off, deal with these far right animals and stop this shit out.
Stay there for a moment, Anthony. Sean.
Afternoon, lads. How's it going? Good topic. I don't necessarily agree with the violent behaviour. But at the same time, like, it has to be expected. This bullshit with the government is going on year after year. They're fucking over the Irish people. They're sending off fucking millions every year to fucking God knows where it's going. And then there's nothing here for the Irish people. And we're being screwed over constantly. As I've said before many times, I don't mind legit people coming in, coming to work, whatever. It's the illegals and whatever else that are coming in which is causing this problem. But peaceful protests and talking about the issues are not getting anywhere. You know, there's only so far that that'll get you before this type of behaviour comes out. But with everything, it's going to get worse before it gets better, unfortunately. And we're going to continue to have the same fucking problems, whatever other shower of shitheads get into power next, you know. So, yeah, have a good one.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Sarah Jane has been in touch with us.
I'll just say something, right? A couple of months ago, right, the media put it out there saying that the paint factory was getting sold and it was going to be used for the immigrants and refugees coming into our country, okay? They made a hullabaloo about it, okay? They got out there, protested, and did a little dance. Now that things has died down quite a bit, it shouldn't be a massive culture shock, and I don't know why it is, and I don't know why it took them off guard. Did you think that, like, the government was just going to back down? Because really, there's nobody there advocating for them. Only the ones that are in the community, the communities within the communities, which obviously nobody is working off the same hymn page. They're singing on all different hymn sheets. Early this morning, there was four lads there, three on the site, and there's one refugee. There was around four or five lads got put along, had chairs, they were told to go up and keep jogging on. And then the remainder came in. And then that was it. Then no one else got in. I don't believe in violence. I totally all against it. Nobody made a shout and dance about it. The same way Simon Harris, when he got his house threatened and blown up, no one gave two hula hoops. Like, so it's a tip for tat here. I don't know.
All right, Sarah Jane, thanks very much indeed. What was that at the end? Now, Jonathan, you've been sending us voice notes. Goodo, you're annoyed. Why?
Because it's the same show all the time. Right? First of all, how are you today? And that's Bob. I hope he's having a good day. It's the same all the time, isn't it, lads? Come on. The guards are going to rock up there now with no numbers on, heavy-handed, breaking the law, Jeremy. Breaking the law.
In what way will they break the law?
Because you're not supposed to be showing up with no numbers on. You're supposed to be
sorry, that aspect.
Up.
Okay, yes. They should have their numbers on.
The law. You know the law.
Yeah, the law.
You know that thing. Yeah. They're going to rock up there today. They're going to be heavy-handed, pepper-spraying people again. Do you not realise we are under attack from our own government in this country? Now, what's the next step in progression? It's going to be 4 years now, but okay, this continues, and it's going to get worse.
Jonathan, how is trying to take control of a privately owned building in any way...
Who's going to pay for this privately owned building when it's all said and done? That's taxpayers' money going to pay for it all. We are filling the place with supplies. We are going to man it. We are going to feed them. It won't be a private building. What's going into it won't be private. It's not the man that owns that building going to pay for all this.
No, I know.
We are going to pay for it. No, we are going to pay for it again. getting fucked over left, right and centre by these people, not even in charge anymore. They're taking their orders from outside of this country.
Okay, but again, Jonathan, the guards have a job to do, which is to move into that site and make it accessible.
No, Adrian, the government and the politicians and the council in this country have a job to do, to sit down with people and try to resolve their issues in an amicable sort of way. They haven't tried. They haven't made a bit of a fucking effort in the months of them people have
Let me ask you, do you support the sort of direct action that we have seen there today in terms of setting fire to diggers and mattresses and what have you?
Unfortunately, that's the way it is. Do I agree with it? I'm kind of on the fence, to be honest with you. That's the truth. I don't agree with it. Because, like I said, people have to work. People are going to pick up and going. But the government have to start talking to the people in this country. And they work for us. We not forget that. They work for us.
Jonathan, they do work for us, but we can't have anarchy either. We can't have a purge. I mean, you know.
No, hold on for a second. No purge, Jeremy. The ones that are going to be purged is the guards going to go in force in the hand again.
But when the
guards are going to go in there today breaking the law.
But if you look at the riots that happened.
And then there's going to be whinging.
I know, but if you look at the riots that happened in Dublin city centre last year, Anthony, the big criticism was that the guards just stood there and let scumbags wreck the city centre. They did.
Jeremy, hold on a second. And the reason that happened was because of a breakdown in communication. The guards knew they were assembling. A bunch of fucking teenagers went over and took that city over last November, right? Used what happened during the day as an excuse to go in and wreck the place. And the guards could see it happening, but they didn't do anything about it. They stepped back and let it happen.
So what do you think would happen now if the guards all... answer the question, Andy. What do you think would happen now if all the Gardaí up in Coolock just turned around and says... Okay, we're done here. Let's leave this. Let's leave these people be. What do you think would happen if the guards left that site right now?
The people would sit there peacefully. They have been before.
Well, there you go. Anthony, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. This is that crap from Jonathan.
An absolute moron, is what you are.
You're
a moron.
Shut the fuck up.
You know what you remind me of?
I have a picture of you in my head,
and you look like a goblin. You look like a little goblin, you do. That's what I have a picture of you in my head, and it's just a little goblin under a bleeding bridge, is all you are. Fire right down past. Oh, you're a little goblin. That's what you fucking are. A goblin.
A security guard was injured. So you think it's all
probably,
right, but
he probably fell over.
I can't hear both of you. The fact of the matter is, Jonathan,
do you have any proof, Anthony, how that man was hurt?
No, we don't.
So he could have fallen over just retreating from the line. He could have fallen over on that side. He could have knocked himself off something, banged his head. We don't know how that man got injured.
No, we don't. We don't.
But that little goblin there, with the goblin sitting on the phone, the goblin, he'd be up now down the far right, made it happen. No.
Shut the fuck up.
That man is paid to be on. You're a goblin. Go back on your drugs and fuck off on the upbringing.
Yeah, go on, Anthony. Go on.
Yeah, of course, go on. Say something different. Go on. Astounding.
These people who are causing the trouble, doing the arson, setting fire, they are troublemakers. The Garda need to use force.
Have they caused trouble, Goblin, in the last month they've been in there?
Jonathan,
Goblin,
have
the Goblin, say something different.
Talking.
Say something different.
I'm
say
still
something
talking.
Different.
Have some
okay,
fucking
you're not talking.
Anthony,
you're
Anthony, you are very happy to see the guards move in with force on this site in Coolock.
Yes, use the
because he doesn't care about the law. He doesn't give a fuck about the law.
Anthony, I would agree with Jonathan from this point of view.
The
guards that are at that site would be probably mostly from Coolock Garda Station. They are. They have. That's their local Garda Station. They have to.
Well, there was more guards brought in.
What I'm saying is they have to form some sort of relationship and trust with the people from that area. And your idea, Anthony, that they'd behave like the SS in Germany and they just go in and start beating people up and all, that's not the answer either.
I'm not saying be like the SS where they killed innocent people, all right? I'm saying the Garda need to enforce the law. These troublemakers are breaking the law during an arson attack, attacking a security guard at that site.
Allegedly, yeah.
No, we don't know. Again, Anthony, we don't know how that individual was injured. We may find out.
Considering the Just homemakers were cheering when the man got put in an ambulance. I think it's safe to assume they caused the injuries. I think it's safe to assume that.
Okay, Jonathan.
I'm going to finish on this, right? Because I could be dealing with that blatant goblin. My concern here really is what you just pointed out. These guards have to go back in to police these communities when all is said and done. When all the heavy handedness is taken away, them lads are back to basic duty, back to basic rotors in these communities. Now, do you think that the community is going to help these people at all going forward with any sort of crime, any sort of incident? They won't be helped. Guards have lost so much faith in this country.
Let me ask you, Jonathan, where does this end? Does this end?
This ends, as far as I can see, the natural progression. Right? They keep bringing in the numbers. It's a numbers game. What's the next logical step? What's the next step when the government won't listen to the people and the people are saying we don't want this and they keep on doing it? The next step is out and out fucking violence.
And that's what we witnessed today. I want to just play some audio from a video that Sean sent in to us just a moment ago. Sean is down at the protest in Coolock. Have a listen to this. So what you're hearing here... This is a huge crowd in the car park of at Omni in Coolock, and a very heavy Garda presence, it has to be said. I fear that this isn't going to end well. That's what I'm very concerned about, I have to say, with the sorts of crowds that are down there right now.
Sorry, just before we go, Jonathan, still on the line. Anthony, a lot of people are messaging Jonathan asking you just to apologise for name-calling, because it's okay having...
No, not to him. But just listen to me.
If Joe Biden can ring Donald Trump and they can... you know, make amends. Why can't you and Anthony just say it's possible to have...
Because nobody's paying me to be politically correct.
I know, but it's possible to have an argument without resorting to insulting people.
Are you going to apologise to them people that have been protesting? You're calling all sorts of names today, Jeremy. You do that and I'll apologise to the goblin.
I didn't use any names to those people.
You did call people throughout their names at the start. Scumbags and all the rest. You're calling people on assumption.
Well, no, I said anybody that burns down a building. Okay, I'll apologise to the people who didn't burn down the building. There you go. Now, will you apologise to Anthony?
Right, fair enough. And what am I apologising to Anthony for, exactly?
For calling him a goblin. Like, I mean, we're not in school anymore, Jonathan. Jonathan, I love you on the show, Jonathan. You're a very intelligent man. You're great at debating, I have to say. You should be a politician. You should be going off to Turkey. Go off to Turkey and get your hair done like Pepper did. but you're what I'm trying to say.
Hold on.
This is actually a call.
Anthony.
What is it?
Listen, my problem with you is I've been listening to you for a while, right? And again, look, you're allowed to have your opinion and you're allowed to have your argument. But to just keep on calling everyone blank of fire, right, and agreeing with all the laws that the guards are breaking, as in it's okay and acceptable, that's my big issue with you. I apologise for calling your names, right? Okay. But this issue really, really gets my blatant goat, because I don't like where this country's heading, Anthony, in the next 25 years. Now, I don't know about you, kid, but I've got three young kids, and I live in the west of Ireland, and my communities have been flooded with these people.
Well, would you apologise over me while I was trying to talk, Jonathan?
Anthony, apologise.
Okay, he's apologised for calling your names.
And
the only reason I'm saying that, Jonathan, is because you're above that. You're a very intelligent man, so there's no... Thanks, Jonathan.
All right, thanks both of you. I want to squeeze in a few more opinions on this. This is Louise.
Just watching what's happening in Coolock, and while I do understand why people are angry when they feel that there's not enough resources for locals in an area, and then there is, you know, a couple of hundred people being placed into that area, I also feel that people need to really reconsider how they're treating the guards. I've seen some videos of the guards being spat at, verbally abused, and, you know, we will end up in a situation where Irish people no longer want to join the Garda Síochána, and that's when, you know, we'll have a lot more, I guess, foreign nationals entering the guards. So, you know, people definitely have a right to protest, but they really need to also think about how they're treating fellow Irishmen.
All right, Louise, thanks very much indeed for your message and for all of your messages.
And can I just say, it is so important that, you know, we have lively debates about topics like this. But I always say, I always believe that when it descends into name calling over someone's appearance or the way they talk or whatever it is, you've lost the argument. And I get it on Twitter all the time. I will be having a logical debate with someone on Twitter and say, oh, fuck off, you baldy prick. And as soon as you say that, okay, I am
a bit you have
balding,
lost the row.
But if you can't make a retort without having to resort to, and every time Anthony comes on, people making fun. It's fucking bullying. Pardon me getting annoyed about this, but it's fucking bullying. You're all better than that. You're not in a schoolyard anymore, and you will be the very ones to ring this podcast if your son or daughter came home crying to say that they were name called or bullied in school. You'd be all on this podcast giving out yards. So take a fucking leaf out of someone else's book and actually, and I'm sorry for using the language, I'm actually annoyed, stop name calling over appearance, over the way people talk. Be able to grasp the fact that you can have a debate. Have you got the intelligence to be able to have a debate without resorting to name calling? Because that's all it is. It's bullying. Thank you.
You done? Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoy the podcast, please share it onto your own social media. You can click follow or click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get notified each and every day we upload a new episode, which is most weekday afternoons. Thank you for listening. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.